This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump appears focused on naming one of three conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the iconic liberal justice who died days ago. Mr. Trump told attendees at a political rally in the U.S. state of North Carolina that he will make the nomination this week and that it will be a woman. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden urged U.S. Senate Republicans not to vote on any candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court so soon before the November election. And a Sunday in Philadelphia, Biden said voters of this country should be heard. They're the ones who this Constitution envisions should decide who has the power to make appointment. To jam this nomination through the Senate is just an exercise of raw political power. China's ByteDance said on Monday that TikTok's global business will become its subsidiary, even as Oracle Corporation and Walmart Inc. said over the weekend that they and U.S. investors would own the majority of the video app following a deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. Mr. Trump signed an executive order on August 14th, giving ByteDance 90 days to sell TikTok amid concerns that the personal data of as many as 100 million Americans that use the app could be passed on to the Chinese Communist Party. On Saturday, he said he supported a deal in principle that would allow TikTok to continue to operate in the United States. Accounts of the deal differ. ByteDance said on Monday that it will sell, own 80% of TikTok Global, a newly created U.S. company that will own most of the app's operations worldwide. Oracle and Walmart, which have agreed to take stakes in TikTok Global of 12.5% and 7.5% respectively, had said Saturday the majority ownership for TikTok will be in American hands. This is VOA News. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin, which was addressed to the White House, has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. That's according to three law enforcement officials to the Associated Press. The letter had been intercepted earlier this week before it reached the White House. The woman was taken into custody by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the Peace Bridge border crossing near Buffalo and is expected to face federal charges. Her name was not immediately released. The letter addressed to the White House appeared to have originated in Canada, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. It was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Trump, and a preliminary investigation indicated it tested positive for ricin. The officials were not authorized to discuss the ongoing investigation publicly and spoke on the condition of anonymity. There had been several prior instances in which U.S. officials have been targeted with ricin through mail that has been sent. There are about 960,000 COVID-related deaths globally, with nearly 31 million infections. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country except in second-wave hotspot Auckland, as the number of new infections slowed to a trickle. Some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people, but the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could be lifted, according to Ardern. New Zealand, a nation of 5 million, appeared to have halted community transmission of COVID-19 earlier this year, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. Several global banks moved large sums of allegedly illicit funds over a period of nearly two decades, despite red flags about the origins of the money. That's according to BuzzFeed and other media reports on Sunday. They cited confidential documents submitted by banks to the U.S. government. The media reports were based on leaked so-called suspicious activity reports filed by banks and other financial firms with their U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The filings, which the report said numbered more than 2,100, were obtained by BuzzFeed News and shared by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and other media organizations. And all the files contained information about more than $2 trillion worth of transactions between 1999 and 2017, they were flagged as suspicious by internal compliance departments of financial institutions. The reports are in themselves not necessarily proof of wrongdoing. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.